Today's Mishnah Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, and we're up to Mishnah Beit. So yesterday we introduced an idea of absorption, and we spoke about things that absorb moisture are not, according to Rabbi Yehuda, considered to be b'chiyutan. It has to be an actual either application of the mashke or the thing itself goes into the mashke. But just the fact that it's nearby and absorbs from the mashke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he held it's eno b'chiyutan. So variations on that theme, if we're talking about the type of material where moisture actually is able to get through, those are things that, for instance, if you have kli cheres. So cheres, as I'm sure you've noticed, when you put your tea into your china cup, what happens is that it leaves a stain. And there's an absorption, and it's if it's actually just raw without any kind of coating, it'll ultimately comes through on the other side. And therefore, we talk about a case like this. So you have a chavit. This chavit is made out of something like cheres, and it's filled, again, with the type of thing that absorbs. So we're talking about a grain, or it's volume, we said before. And this is inside of something that may have mayim in it, or any of the shiva mashkin, or vice versa. You could also have a case where the chavis had that mayim and was put into a large box of grain, whatever. But lamaisa, we have seepage. And the question is seepage considered to be the same thing as heksher of the actual mashke? So you have a chavit shehi mle'a perot, and it's put into mashkin, or vice versa. The chavit was full of mashkin, and it's put into a large container of perot. And what happened over here, there was seepage from the mashkin through the actual container, through the wall of the container. The shavu, kol shavu, whatever actually is wet enough to be included in b'chiyutan, is considered, according to the Tanakhama, b'chiyutan. However, it depends on what the mashke was. Normally, the mashkin would include all shiva mashkin. But over here, that is certainly not the case, because some of the shiva mashkin do not seep through a container. So if you're talking about water, you're talking about wine, or you're talking about vinegar, okay, yes. So b'nogeya be'elu mashkin omru b'mayin u'b'yayin u'b'chometz. But other mashkin, so what are you going to talk about? Shemen? You're talking about dvash, dvorim? Those kind of things, they don't go through a kli cheres. They're too, actually, much too thick, much too vicus to be able to go through it. And because of that, they're not able to be machshir, even in the event that the grain is able to get some kind of moisture out of them. It's not considered to be actual shemen or actual vash. Now, personally, I have to tell you that I believe that Shar Kol HaMashkin does not include tal. Because since over here this is a function of the thickness of the mashke, even though normally we view tal as a different type of mashke, it certainly does not have different physical characteristics than the mayim, and the Mishnah is including tal in the mayim, but I can't find anybody who actually agrees with that. But I think that it's a Dover Prussia. Rabbi Nechemia, he says that it depends on what the, not only what the mashke is, but it depends what the type of grain or material that we're talking about, which is shoev, because Rabbi Nechemia says, if what you're talking about is you put this container, or you're inside that container, you're talking about kitniot. Kitniot are not shoavim the same way that grain is, and they're much harder. So you're not going to tell me beans are going to be shoev. They don't shoev in the same way. Therefore, he disagrees with Kitniot. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel continues the next Mishnah again with this idea of Sheiva. Suppose you have fresh bread that you just took out of the oven. You put it directly on the barrel of wine. Now, there's a lot of vapor in the sense of the smell of the wine is very powerful. Yain is one of the Sheiva Mashkin, and the bread actually absorbs from that yain to the point that it is filled with that taste of wine. And Rabbi Meir says, well, that means that the bread is mukshel kapal tuma. By the way, according to the Rambam, it's not talking about just mukshel kapal tuma. It's talking about if the yain was tame, that Rabbi Meir holds, actually, you can not only be makshir the pot, you can be matame the pot through the reicha. And Rabbi Yehuda is metaher, because once again, this is the same idea that Rabbi Yehuda says in the beginning, in Mishnah Aleph, that Sheiva and Hechsher are not the same. And therefore, he would also hold that Benogea Kabbalah Stum, and the way the Rambam was learning it, he would be Metaher. And here, too, we have a Shita that says it depends. It depends on the material. So Rabbi Yossi says, look, if you're talking about a bread that's made out of chitim, chitim are nowhere near as absorptive as barley is, as you know from your own experience. So barley is very, very absorptive. So if the bread is wheat bread, so then it does not show av in a way that would actually make it mukshel kabal tuma, certainly not tame itself. But if you're talking about saorim, mipnei sha'asoarim shoavot, therefore it's true this halacha when it comes to saorim, but not true when it comes to the chitim. So, okay, I mean, the question is this the same as the case that we had before? Because is it just referring back to the previous Mishnah also? I mean, it didn't say anything about that in the other Mishnah. It was talking about the bread and the difference. You know, we had only the difference between the sheiva of beans. I mean, here we seem to be talking about a different question of materials that wasn't mentioned earlier. Okay, that much is not perfectly clear. But in this case, I mean, the reason that's very important is because we actually paskin, and Rambam actually paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, that the halacha of sheiva of the pot is nogea davka sheiva. And it's Patchama, remember, Sheiva of Seorim. Okay, gentlemen, an exciting day in Masechet Machshirin, and we will continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Wonderful. Wishing you a wonderful day of better news. Kol Tov.